This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to the movie podcast review of Shogun. My name is Daniel. I am one of your hosts today. And joining alongside me are my fellow samurai. It's Anthony.
Hello.
And Shabazz.
Hello, hello, hello.
We're in a good mood today. I like this. Shay, how are you doing today?
Man, I'm doing great. Like you said, I am in a good mood. I'm a post-Dune person right now. You know, we've Duned up twice, so I'm feeling great. I'm full of spice. And that's helping me out, you know?
We're so lucky right now because we're post-Dune. We're post also a lot of great television shows in 2024. And I'm so excited to talk about another incredible one today. But Anthony, how are you doing? Come on in. Join on in.
I've drinking the water of life. So I've seen every possible vision. And I just see a narrow path to today's episode, which is Shogun.
Absolutely love it. Of course, you already know the show that we are talking about today is Shogun. This is an FX series, and I want to say thank you to our friends at FX and at Disney for sending us the episodes to watch. We also have an incredible interview out right now with one of the leads in the series and making her return to the movie podcast, Anna Sawai. We also have the costume designer of the show joining us. That is a great conversation. You don't want to miss it. It is out on the movie podcast feed now and on YouTube, so make sure you go check that out. I am so excited to talk about the show. This has been one that we have been sitting on our hands for a while, and we know embargo dropped a couple weeks ago, but we wanted to hold our thoughts a little bit longer so we can release this with the episode coming out. And hopefully you watching this, if you're brand new to the movie podcast, hello and welcome. Thank you so much for being here. We really want to have a great conversation about the show, go in depth with these first two episodes and really share our love and excitement for it. I feel like it's been a while since we've gotten a show that almost rivaled the scope of what could be, you know, Game of Thrones, and having that just like this feels like a real time period, and this is a television series, which is absolutely incredible. But we're going to get to all of that very, very soon. I want to let you know, of course, this is the movie podcast. You could follow us on all podcast platforms. You could watch us here on YouTube, and you could join our Discord. We have some great conversations going on in there. We'll open up a Shogun room as well. So check out our show notes below for everything you need to know and more, including where to follow us on socials and to get 50% off Factor meals. That is in our show notes below. You could see our little link. If you click on that and you sign up, that helps out the show a lot. Of course, there are other ways to support us on the movie podcast. Like I said, a like goes a long way. We so appreciate that so much. But also, if you want to join us on Patreon, we are going to have some exclusive episodes on there coming very, very soon, as well as just having a great community of people, like we said, in our Discord. If you want to help us on Patreon, though, that helps us out a lot, helps us keep the lights and the mics on. But today is all about Shogun. This show premieres February 27th. It is out now, so you could watch it now on Disney Plus here in Canada and in the States. You could watch it on Hulu and on FX as well. Now, Anthony, I would love for you to start us off. Give us your first reactions to Shogun.
Shogun's unprecedented. It's a series that is unexpected. And when diving into it, I did not expect to feel and see what we got from those first two episodes. And I've actually watched all episodes. I'll say that. But the first two episodes which really showcase Japanese 1600, the authenticity. We're going to hear it a lot today. We're going to say authentic. This series is very authentic, from costume design to performances, to way the landscape looked. Everything about this series is setting a whole nother level. Like when I heard it's an FX series, I'm like, wait a minute, this is, where did they find the budget? How did they, like, this is a film series. Like, this is something that you would expect from, you know, Denis Villeneuve or Christopher Nolan. Like, it's everything you...
From the studio behind It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia comes Shogun.
And no disrespect, but it's just something that I did not expect to see from this studio. And they killed it. No pun intended, because there's a lot of killing in this series. But I did not expect everyone to, we'll say, the Japanese part of this story to be fully Japanese, and the English part to be a conversion of Portuguese for us, the audience, to understand in English. And creating this story around a historical fact that, you know, we have the Protestants are trying to find Japan, and they dive into, you know, this huge war, not war, but like this political battle between the Japanese infighting, as well as a Catholicism story behind it that's kind of like surrounding it. So interesting. I'm like, man, this is, I always knew that there was some sort of Catholic connection, but now to really see it in full force during a time period that a lot of people don't know about, unless you're a historian, really opened my eyes to, like, I want to know more about that time. Overall, my expectations were blown out of the water. I thoroughly loved this series, and I can't wait to dive into it and watch more and more over and over again.
I think when you talk about, again, the scale, and earlier on in this episode, I mentioned Game of Thrones. This is not the type of series that you expect from FX. This is something that you would think of, yeah, like maybe on HBO or another, you know, network that you're paying a lot for, right? And it's cool that we're at a place now where we could have a show that looks like this on a weekly basis, right? And we were talking before about another show that NSY was on, was like Monarch, where it's like, that's another series that felt so massive in scope and it was a weekly series. And here she is with back-to-back just massive television series. So kudos to her. But yeah, it's incredible when you dive into the show and you see all the different factions at play, and you see obviously the Japanese, you have the Protestants coming from like from England, and then you have the Portuguese with the Catholicism, and just seeing really like this is how the world we've come to know today really started really planting their flags around the world. And this is something that I was thinking about a lot, and it gave me, it made me think back to Napoleon as well too, because Napoleon also, that time in the world where these are just countries who are in their infancy, right? Like now, like our, these countries that we live in are hundreds of years old that they've been around, right? Where this is how these civilizations and these cultures are really starting to form. And I really love the dynamic between all of that. And you have somebody like John Blackthorne, who is, you know, he's obviously coming to colonize, but he's also seeing what's going on in Japan. And he's starting to change a little bit based on what he's learning there. And it's cool. And honestly, just the scope and the fighting is feels so authentic. Anthony, you mentioned the language. I love that there is so much Japanese in the show, and not just because I'm Portuguese, but I think when there is an authenticity to having Japanese spoken, and then you have people speaking English to represent, like obviously England, but also speaking English for Portuguese, I was like, okay, it's like a little bit of a, I'm like, I know it's a lot of different languages throwing at people, but it made it for me where I was just like, hold on, are they supposed to be speaking English? Or are they supposed to be speaking Portuguese right now? It was a little bit of a loss in translation, if you will, but it's not a huge deal, but it's just something that it's great seeing the authenticity on one side. It would have been nice to see that fully through, but I know that's not entirely possible, but we're going to get into it a lot more. Shabazz, I would love for you to jump on in. Let us know your thoughts on Shogun.
Shogun is just, it's massive. The show, what it's able to accomplish, like you guys said, it is so surprising in the best of ways that this is an FX series, because I really hope we get more Shogun seasons down the road. It's an expensive show from what it looks like. We had a chance to speak with the costume designer and talking about the level of detail that's put in to these costumes is just incredible. And that's what kind of helps make that transition into the 17th century Japan feel so authentic. Like Anthony said, that's a word that's going to keep coming up in this review because that is exactly how I felt. It reminded me a lot of my time playing Ghost of Tsushima from a few years ago on the PlayStation console. And even though that takes place in 13th century Japan, a lot of, you know, Japanese culture still has remained, and Japanese culture to this day still remains very grounded in its roots. And you feel a lot of that in this show. The performances are fantastic. You know, Hiroyuki Sanada, whenever he pops up in anything, I'm seated. I'm here for whatever he does because he is just, he's got a warm appearance and a warm, like, you like almost like, I want you to hug me, but at the same time, you probably will also scold me. Like, it's this weird complex that I have with him, man. Cause if he's
ever disappointed in you, your day's gonna be ruined.
I'm gonna feel it. I'm gonna, like, if I ever hear, like, I'm disappointed in you, I'm like, yeah, time to, like, never be on this planet ever again. You know, he was fantastic from, what, 2 years ago now. We're talking about Mortal Kombat, playing Scorpion. Like, that was wicked. And obviously, in everything else he's done. But this show, what Shogun is able to do is it's able to transport you back into time and take you on a very interesting journey. We're not just kind of getting, you know, the white man savior story, but we're getting a lot about Japan. We're getting a lot about what they were feeling, the conflicts that they were dealing with, the spies within the monarch, all of that. Like, there's so much to unpack from this show, and I can't wait to go into more episodes with it because I've done the first four right now, and I'm really, really digging it. I'm really, really loving where this is going. I kind of want to continue to see, like, hey, does it stick its landing? Because yeah, I want more of this world so far. I love what I'm seeing here, and yeah, I'm excited for more Shogun.
Can we just talk about, again, I know, you know, this is the culture, this is part of, you know, a lot of the belief systems, but we have some pretty just gnarly haircuts this time, right? So that's always just something. It's so interesting when you see that and how every part of your identity is part of your culture in that time of the world, right?
When they would shave their head from this point back, it was for the heat, so they would be able to, like, I guess, some sort of air condition for their bodies, because they felt that when the hair was up to their, I guess, right where their line is, it was much hotter. So it kind of created like some sort of cooling factor for them, which was really, really cool. But yeah, the haircuts are very, very unique. But they also have a placement. It wasn't just for design or look. It was to help them live a better life. And what a crazy life they lived. You probably noticed in the first episode, they're boiling people alive. That is something that I don't ever want to experience. And that's why I would never go back to the 1600s, because willy-nilly, they pick up this dude and they just say, I'm going to boil you. Like, not just kill you, boil you. Because
you want to feel like a potato? Yeah, jump on in.
We've said that to Anthony before, too.
Yabushigi, who's the fife who runs that area, that part of the map, he wants to hear the death. Like, he wants to come that close to death so he can, like, relive it or know of it.
Yeah.
It's poetic, but it's also crazy and psychopathic. So there's cool things about different cultures, and you learn from histories and what they did. But yeah, like, I don't think I would want to live in the 1600s.
I do want to talk about Cosmo Jarvis, though, who is great in this series. He, I think so much of the show is through his perspective, and there's a great scene in the second episode of the show where he is talking with Hiroyuki Sanada, and he's just like, they're obviously conversing. He's talking in English. Sanada's talking in Japanese, and Anna Sawai's character, Mariko, is translating for them. And as the scene starts to become more and more intense, Anna Sawai's translation goes away, and it's just Cosmo speaking in English. And then it's Sonato responding in Japanese, because it's like it's so intense, the conversation that they're having, is that they don't even need a translation at this point almost. Even though it's happening, it's just the magic of just showing this conversation between these two people with different views.
You're just getting it, and they're just kind of laying it all on the line of what's happening. And I just love, I've watched the first four episodes. Obviously we're sticking to the first two episodes for this episode, but I just love how we're setting all the pieces at play right now. And I know, Anthony, you have all the answers. You've foreseen, right? You've seen it all. You know what's coming. But it's just a show that I've just been truly in love with, and this time period especially, where so much of it is, you know, these nations having these secret allegiances and plans within plans. It's really, really cool to see that. And I think this is going to be that must-watch show for people this year. It's going to be a show that every week you're going to want to tune in and see what happens next. Another network that came to mind, this is one I was trying to think of earlier, even AMC. This could have been a big swing for AMC, that they could have done a show like this. But to have it on FX and to have it coming every week on a streaming service, I think that's going to be a huge win for Disney. And yeah, people have to watch this. This is a great one.
I really hope people do watch it, because again, you have a show here that it does things that you don't really expect. It shows the negativity on both sides. You know, it tries to really dive deeper and deeper into what that time period was like. And it takes away a lot of the fluff that I find sometimes other shows really try to bring, or like really make it seem all like nice and smooth. There's just moments about even the Japanese people that when they're showing it, I'm like, oh boy, like I feel like that would upset a lot of Japanese people. And then same on the Portuguese side, you're like, oh my God, that would upset a lot of the Portuguese people. So I mean, that is a given, but taking all that in, it's kind of like you have this show that isn't afraid to be what it is. It wants to tell a really fantastic story. And that's the kind of stuff that we should be campaigning for, to be on TV. Stuff that isn't hidden by a political agenda or anything else like that. It's just giving you exactly what it is, and you take it and you watch it every week to be educated also, not only in what was happening at that time, but also what TV can be and what we can see in media.
Yeah, and I love that you brought that up, Shabazz, because obviously this is a really shitty time of the world to live in. And there's and even 2024 is a really
boiled
shitty
alive.
All times are shitty. We're being boiled alive. But like, this is such a shitty time to live in the world. And I'm so glad that they didn't hide away from what, you know, Japan was doing, to what England was doing, to what Portugal was doing. Like, this is a time of the world where people will die for nothing, because you know, you will say something to offend somebody and you're beheaded or thrown into a vat of a boiling water.
That poor guy who went to John, I don't know what he did, but he's just like, what's happening? And his head was decapitated. I'm like, well, he didn't do anything. He didn't even touch the guy. And then he decapitated, which was pretty cool,
because his sword went right through it,
like, boom. But damn, like, I wouldn't even want to speak. I wouldn't even want to speak.
Yeah, and I'd be quiet.
But like, and that's the thing, right? Like, there was a character who was trying to defend, oh my gosh, why am I blanking on his name right now? He was trying to defend Lord Yoshi's character, and he's like, oh, how dare you like attack our leader like this? And then Lord Yoshi literally just says, how dare you speak and let you assume that I'm offended? And then the guy is so upset for that, he's like, let me perform seppuku on myself, like for the death. It's like death before dishonor type thing, right?
It's like, it's a bit of an overreaction. Like I just said
a little bit.
It's
not just down. Him his baby that was born, dude.
yes his whole bloodline,
like, his poor baby's like, I wasn't even involved, man.
Dad why'd you say anything?
I was just born. You're gonna take me out like this?
But again, I think it's important, like you said, Shay, like there's no, in a world where we could have gotten such a lesser version of the show, such a clean version, a clean, like, white savior version of this film or of this series, we're getting a very authentic experience. And Anna even said that, like, this is a series that she's excited to show her friends and family because of how authentic it feels. And I think you're going to be uncomfortable watching the show. Yeah. I think you're going to squirm while watching the show, but it's going to make every episode feel even more impactful. And I cannot wait to see where the show continues from here.
It feels Japanese first. That's all I want to say. It just feels Japanese first. Like, that was the mindset there.
Yeah. And I think that's where, you know, when you look at certain, like pretty much every culture has some sort of bloodshed, right? And, you know, it's okay to show it because it's part of your history. It's part of your roots. You need to showcase what exactly happened. You can't hide behind the fact that, you know, right now in Japan's culture, you might be seen as a more peaceful people and happier. I'm not too sure if they're happy, but you know what I'm saying? Like they're not compared to what they were 1600 years ago, which was a completely different version of them. But it's interesting the dynamics in play, the political game and who's involved because of, like I mentioned in the beginning, the whole religious aspect of this show meshed in with the politicalness of the Japanese people and who is going to take power and who is really the shogun. And, you know, shogun is, in all sense of purpose, he's the general. There is no general right now. When you're a general of the army, you are in charge, right? Like, no matter who, if you have the army behind you, and that's what the shogun does, that's what a shogun is. He has military power and you become the military might. I do want to say that my favorite character, and this is just because his voice is absolutely fantastic to listen to. He can like put you to sleep, is Toranaga's right-hand man, which is Hiromatsu. And his voice is absolutely fantastic. It's like something, when you hear it, you're just like, I'm going to listen to everything you're saying because you have such wisdom as well as authority with it. It's such a Japanese voice that you don't hear a lot.
Audiobook voice.
Yeah.
The entire story.
It's fantastic to listen to. I'm like, oh, this guy reminds me of someone like a villain from an old Japanese movie or like even an anime just has that deep within the chest. Very, very cool. And his character is really cool.
His character is very cool. I mean, and that's the thing, like, man, like, you know, I know it's such a silly thing, but we bring it up sometimes because there's a lot of actors in this, obviously, that we know, but there's a lot of actors that we don't see often. You just get so immersed in this world. And I think that's the thing that I've loved so much about watching Shoguns for this long so far. I am so immersed in the world that it's telling. It's one of those shows that you don't want to have any distractions when you're watching it. Like, put your phone away. You are zoned into the show and you're watching and have subtitles on because you don't want to miss what's happening because so much of it is intricate and tying into what's coming later and foreshadowing future, you know, altercations that are going to take place. This is one that you want to be paying attention for. And I think when we're in an age where it's so easy just to put something on in the background and chill, this is one that you really want to be zoned in watching what's happening because even just a look, like you, sometimes the characters will just give a look and you're like, that look is going to come back and show itself later.
It is definitely a series you can't have your phone because your majority of the time you're reading the screen. So I like that. I like how it challenges us to really pay attention because if I really care about what I'm watching, I will put down my phone. And because it's being spoken in a different language, I'm more thoroughly involved because you're asking me to care about what is being said rather than just have it in the background and like listen to it and lose all, you know, what is actually happening in this series. So I really like that involvement of the subtitles and really being authentic to being, hey, these people are not going to speak any English. They're going to speak Japanese because that's what makes sense.
It feels real. And, you know, speaking of listening, though, I do want to shout out the soundtrack to the show. It is an incredible composition. And obviously, Atticus Ross is part of that. Leopold Ross and Nick Chubba are also doing the score for it. This is truly a series that just looks and sounds incredible. And I'm so glad that we're 2 months into 2024. And we've already have some shows and films that I think are locked to be in the top 10 of the year. You know, we're starting things off with a bang in 2024, and it's awesome to see it. Let's get to our final recommendations of Shogun. Shabazz, I'm going to get you to start us off.
Watch the show. I mean, just go and watch it. Really give it the first two episodes. I'd say if you're not sold by the first one, give it one more and then make that decision for yourself. But there's a lot in here that you're going to really, really like. There's a lot in here that you're going to be immersed in, and you'll probably come out of this learning something. And anytime you learn something, it's a watch it in my books.
I love it. I'm right there with you. This is a watch it. I'm excited to see how my opinion is going to change as I continue watching. I really hope it gets even higher recommendation in my books. But if we're launching with two episodes, I think the first two episodes are such a perfect pair to get you hooked into the series. Give it the time. It is worth your time. Lose yourself in an entirely new world. You're coming off of Dune, and you're looking for a show, or sorry, you're going to be going into Dune, but you're looking for a show that's going to give you something that makes you feel like you're part of a bigger world, Shogun is that series for you. Watch it. It deserves your time. You're going to love it. Anthony.
This is a must watch. Just like Daniel said, this series deserves your time. If you watched, you know, whatever we recommended in the past, True Detective, what else did we have? Mr. and Mrs. Smith, you're going to love this series. It's very historically accurate. There's a lot of detail. There's a lot of great production design. It would be sad that people didn't get to experience it and watch it and enjoy it, because it is a really engaging story. And there's a lot that's going to come throughout these episodes that you're going to just be more and more in love with it.
We should definitely, you know, for the last two episodes of the series, we should come back and talk about them to see how this all comes together, because I'm really excited to see where things go. And I really hope that they get a second season. But of course, that was the movie podcast review of Shogun. Make sure you check us out for everything you need to know about movies, entertainment. We have so many cool things happening. We're going to CinemaCon in April. We're so excited. There's so much to look forward to. March is going to be a busy month. We have lots of shows, lots of movies, lots of interviews coming your way. You're already in the best spot for entertainment, so stay here. Make sure you follow us on socials, join our Discord, rate us 5 stars on YouTube, and check out the show notes for everything you need to know and more. That was This Time with the Movie Podcast, and we'll see you next.